Hunter.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, dude.
Anyway, good morning, everybody. Welcome to it, the Plan B Morning Show. It is 7:37. Brock Hunter, let's get to it. It is time for your topic of the day, as always, brought to you by Specialite Indicator and Benton Township. There's a good chance you've walked through a Specialite door and you've gone to a local restaurant, school, store, or plant right here, Southwest Michigan. Your topic for today: what's the greatest Christmas movie of all time? Ooh. This is a tough question. Were going to do greatest holiday movie, but there is some Thanksgiving movies and, you know, not taking anything away. We could talk about all those or whatever you celebrate. I don't care. But today we're talking about the greatest Christmas movie of all time. I think I know what yours is going to be, Hunter.
Mine's a tie.
Oh, you have a tie. Okay.
Straight up tie.
Okay.
Yeah. Take a guess, though. What do you think?
I'm going to say, well, now that it's a tie, I'm going to say Home Alone and National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Ooh, yeah. You think. Yeah. Those are up there, but no.
No. Oh, wow.
It's going to be a tie between It's Turbo Time.
Jingle Turbo All the Way.
Jingle All the Way. And Ernest P. Worrell. Say Ernest Saves Christmas.
Wow. I'm not going to lie. Did not see those coming. Not one bit. I mean, both great movies. Both fantastic movies, especially when it comes to the holidays.
Everybody picks the typical ones.
Yeah.
You know? And I've seen them so much. And yes, they're that good that I can watch them over and over again. But I'm gonna go outside of the box here and go with Ernest Saves Christmas and Turbo Time. Jingle All the Way.
That is two very good choices. I'm going to say you actually brought it this time. You actually did some good research on this one.
Bring in the heat, Brock.
Bring in the heat. Bring in the Turbo Man heat. Mine, I'm going a little old school because I never get sick of this movie. I've watched it I don't know how many times, and I'll never, ever be tired of it. And that is the original Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Ah, okay. There you go.
It's claymation. You have a Colonel Sanders-esque snowman as a as a bandolier telling the story, right?
With a nice jacket. He's got a nice little coat jacket.
Straight up Colonel Sanders snowman. All right, you got
he even has a pocket watch. He's got a pocket watch.
Like, what's he got to keep time for, man? He's a snowman. Then you also have a flamboyant elf that wants to be a dentist.
Okay? Yes.
You have
a dentist. I want to be a dentist.
You have a rugged mountain man searching for silver and gold. You got some cute-ass reindeer girl in there, all right, shaking her little tail around.
Oh, for God's sake.
And then you have the ultimate hero Monster. Story. Well, and of course, yeah, you got Bumblefoot, all right? The scariest monster out there who really just
gets his teeth pulled.
Yeah.
He's not scary anymore. Come here, you.
And not to mention the Island of Misfit Toys, all right, with a bunch of weird ass toys. Like,
you got Cornelius. Dude, he's my favorite.
Dude, his little tongue, his little Johnny Greaser does the best Yukon Cornelius tongue. He's just that little.
Is he licking his axe, dude? What's he doing? He's licking his
gold. Dude, it's the perfect movie. It is the perfect Christmas movie.
Silver and gold.
Oh, we can't sing anymore because we get in trouble. But that to me is by far the greatest. And also it tells a story of redemption. It tells a story that any person, doesn't matter whether you got a glowing red nose or what.
Don't
you
be bullying. Can't be bullying.
It's got a great anti-bullying message, which, by the way, the only thing that could be done is Santa should have laid the smackdown on the rest of those reindeer, all right? Yeah. No, what did I read somewhere?
Shame up.
The moral of the story for Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer is that you're only good if you're useful.
Yeah, if he didn't have that red nose.
Yeah, man. What would you be? You'd suck. You'd suck.
By the way, you should probably go get that checked out, bro.
Yeah.
That's not normal.
That's red from all the booze he's been drinking. Because he's been picked on his whole life. He's a big red nose because he's an alcoholic.
He's been sneaking Santa's stash. Cause look at Santa, you know he's drunk.
Well, what I love too is Santa starts off skinny and then he gets bigger as the movie progresses, cause you know he's got to gain weight for the big trip. God, I love that movie, man. Anyway, let's take a break. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Comment on Facebook. What's the greatest Christmas movie of all time? We got some great answers on Facebook. We want to hear from you. We'll be back with more.
Lando! Brock and Hunter.
Good morning. 749, Brock, Hunter.
Morning.
Your topic for the day today.
It's UConn.
Hey, UConn. He called me UConn Cornelius. What's the greatest Christmas movie of all time? Let's take a couple phone calls here and get you in the holiday spirit. WIRX, hello.
Hey, you took one of my, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. But you remember the movie, The Christmas Story?
Yeah, that's the one with the BB gun, the Red Ryder BB gun, right?
Yep, where the old man's down there beating the hell out of the furnace trying to get it worked and all that.
You're going to shoot your eye out, kid.
Yeah, you're going to shoot your eye out. Yes, you are correct. You did take my other one, Rudolph.
That's all right. That movie's for everyone. I'll share it with you. All right, buddy. Thanks for the call.
All right, bye. Bye.
Here's the only problem with A Christmas Story is whoever's idea was to play it 24 hours straight.
You're ruining it.
You are. That movie's been ruined for me. Like, it's not that it's a bad movie, but I haven't seen it in forever because I'm like, I'm sick of hearing about it. Like,
it's so true there. You're so right there, man. It's like, it really is. I can watch it again and I'll be fine. It's not like I'm like pissed off about it, but
yeah,
it is though. It is played way too much around Christmas.
That one day, whenever they do it, where they play it like 24 hours straight, it's like, come on now, really? Mm-hmm. You're gonna play it 24 hours straight? All right.
I mean, they don't do that with other movies that are almost there are better. Home Alone's better.
Yeah,
they don't play that 24 hours.
Yeah,
you know.
I don't know why A Christmas Story got picked. You know, I know why that was the one. Like, yeah, we're gonna play this one 24 hours straight.
Yeah. We're going to ruin this movie.
Yeah. Did you like this movie? Not anymore.
It did.
Let's see. We got some great answers on Facebook. Rick said National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. He also added Die Hard is not a Christmas movie. I think Christmas Vacation, fantastic. Is Die Hard a Christmas movie? I mean, it takes place during Christmas. You've never seen Die Hard?
It's another one of those things that just like we were talking about, everybody talks about it so much, and I'm just like, no, I'm not going to watch it now because you guys talk about it so much. Die Hard, this, Die Hard, it's in commercials, this, that, every time. I'm just like, no, I'm not going to do it now. You guys talk about it way too much. Go ahead. Give me the silent
I'm sitting here trying to process it because all in all, it's a great movie. It's just a great action movie. Yeah. Yeah.
Is that good?
I mean, I'm not going to say it's the greatest action movie ever made, but when you look at those, that time where the 80s and the 90s had some awesome action movies, it's a fantastic action movie.
Now, okay, is it a good, it's a really good movie, or is it it was a good movie for like the 90s?
No, if someone were to say, hey, we're watching Die Hard tonight, I wouldn't be like, I'd be like, okay, that sounds good, you know?
Okay.
That's where it's at. It's one of those ones I've seen a billion times, but you can always put it on, and it's always going to be a good movie. That's
better or worse than Last Action Hero?
Well, no, come on now. Worse. Come on now. That's not even fair. That's not even fair, man. Come on now. Last Action Hero is on a level all its own, okay?
It is, though. Yeah. You're right.
Jennifer said It's a Wonderful Life. Great movie. Great movie. Fantastic. Mm-hmm. Steve said Bad Santa 1 and 2. Man, that's okay. Bad Santa's not bad. It's not bad.
It's not bad. You're right. Yeah. It's not like that. I watched and I was like, "Yeah, it was awesome."
There's something
weird about it.
I do like the scene when what's his face? He's no longer with us. God, what's his name? He's in there describing what Bad Santa was doing when he's talking about Bad Santa having sex in the dressing room, and just the way he does it is fantastic.
There are some funny ass parts in that movie.
Let's see.
Because Bob Thornton just comes across as a dirtbag.
Yeah, he does just seem like a piece of trash.
You know?
Matt said Fred Claus. Matt, I appreciate you commenting, but that's a terrible movie.
Red Claws.
Yes. That's the one with Vince Vaughn, and he plays Santa Claus's brother. It's terrible. It is a terrible, terrible movie. But he does have Christmas with the Cranks on there, which I think is an underrated movie.
I think you're right there, too.
Tim Allen, Jamie Lee Curtis, fantastic in that movie. Yeah, really good Christmas movie.
It is a good one.
Brian Reed said, Kiss Saves Santa. I don't think I've ever seen that one, but I kind of want to now.
Sure, it's fantastic.
Let's see. Josh said Home Alone 1 and 2, you know.
Harry.
Oh, Kip hit me back. John Ritter, that's it. John Ritter was in Bad Santa. He's the one that's he was in there and she was saying, oh, God, oh, God. Anyway.
John Ritter,
yeah, man. Great, great guy. Let's see. A couple people said White Christmas. I don't think I've ever seen White Christmas. Sounds racist. let's see. Ooh, Ben had a good one. Scrooged. With Bill Murray. You ever seen Scrooged?
I don't think so.
Great movie.
Great
movie.
Well, I already know kind of what it's like because Bill Murray plays the same character in every
pretty
single
much.
Movie. He just plays Bill Murray.
He does not act. He just plays Bill Murray. That's it. Yeah. That's it.
What about The Grinch? Nobody said The Grinch with Jim Carrey.
I think one person did say The Grinch. That is. The Jim Carrey one is awesome. But honestly, even the old cartoon one
isn't bad.
The
cartoon is great.
Yeah. But The Grinch with Jim Carrey does take it to a whole new level. It really does. Just because he's Jim Carrey perfectly. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm going to throw one out there. And I'm not sure if this is a real thing or not. But I think it is. Didn't the Muppets have a Christmas special?
They did a Christmas Carol. With Ebenezer Scrooge and everything like that. Yeah.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. I always used to remember watching that around Christmas Day.
I haven't seen that in a long time. And I really do like the Charlie Brown Christmas. That's another good one that you can put on. What? Come on now. Just like the Great Pumpkin.
Cartoons.
All of them are great. All of the holiday Charlie Browns or Peanuts is fantastic.
It's way too
you
wimpy.
Don't know.
Way
Shut too up. Wimpy You've for never me. Seen Die Hard. Where are you at right there?
I'd rather watch Die Hard.
Oh, man. Let's take one more phone call. What's the greatest Christmas movie of all time? WIRX, hello.
Hey, how we doing, fellas?
Good, man. How you doing?
Not bad. Here, Red-Nosed Reindeer. It is the ultimate. But
yes.
Here's some tidbit information you may not know.
What?
The first version of that, Rudolph waved to the Land of Misfit Toys and flew by.
Oh, he didn't pick them up?
He did not pick them up. And then there were so many people that were so disappointed about that. So, yes, back in 65 when they made this, they still had people bitching because, hey, what about everybody else?
Dude, I never knew that.
So, yeah, they converted it and made it where they go pick them up.
Oh, man, that is brilliant. Wow. I kind of want to see the original version. That's great. Screw you, toys.
Yeah, I've never seen it. I just saw this on some, stupid show I watch while I'm, hanging out and taking it easy.
Love it, man. Well, awesome. Well, thanks for the call, brother.
All right, have a good one.
Yeah, we'll see you.
You bring that first version back. Life is not perfect.
Yeah. You know, so what? So Rudolph gets a little famous, and now he forgets the people that got him to where he was? What an effing jerk, man.
You jerk!
Yeah.
What about us?
You've changed, Rudolph.
Yes,
you guys. He's like, I'm saying, no, I've never met those toys before in my life. I don't know who they are. Let's go, honey.
He flies by puffing a cig, dude.
He walks by with his reindeer girlfriend who he just bought fake boobs, and he's like, I don't know who they are. Nah, I've never met those toys before in my life. Whatever. He got sunglasses on and like a hood on so they don't recognize him.
Just kick back. Oh, man.
Man, Rudolph, you've changed, man.
You've changed, man. You
used to care, man. Oh, Mr. Big Shot, Mr. Big Time Hollywood, huh?
Look at him.
You've changed. Yeah, they're in there crying. Geez. I love it. He's flipping them off, giving them the hoof as he flies by, like, hey. Anyway.
Screw you guys.
All right. We're going to take a break. We got more coming up. Stick around.